I'll introduce myself. My name's Jared Johnson, and I was here at the Lands Conference last year presenting some stuff for setting up forensics courses on lambs. And unfortunately, we're not using lambs this year. We're actually doing other stuff. I still love lambs. I think it's a great product. But I'm just here as a, I guess as a token guest speaker, just to talk about Google Wave. So interesting, how many people actually have a Google Wave account? All right, and how many of you are using it already? A little bit, maybe, not at all. Yeah, okay. And for the rest of you, I'm assuming you've heard of it? Yeah, okay. So I'll go through just some bits and pieces of what I've been playing with. Basically, if we go back in about August, would have been when I first heard about it, probably the same as everyone else. And you would have seen the hour and 20 minute long Google Wave demonstration that most people went, got about 10 minutes in and went, well, it looks good, but it's going to take way too long to actually watch this whole thing. I watched the whole thing. And I also set up a Google Alerts, so that meant that anytime anyone wrote anything on the web about Google Wave, I'd get a daily alert telling me what's going on. So I kept track of what was going on. And the Lance presentation, I thought, right, I'll do a talk on Google Wave. Didn't have an invite from Google Wave yet. I'm thinking, okay, well, September 30, give me 2 months. And about halfway through October, I'm going, come on, give me my invite. I'm thinking, do I go on eBay and buy one from off all the other people? In the end, I actually rang Google, which is a really, really, really hard thing to do. So if you try looking up Google on Google, it's really difficult. But I rang the Google office, got in touch with their PR people through some conniving and stuff, and they gave me an invite, and so I started using it. Basically, this, for those people who haven't seen it before, this is Google Wave. I'm going to do my whole presentation in Google Wave, so you can actually watch it as we're doing it. You've got this, it's very much like email, to start off with. Right, so you've got your contacts over here like you normally would have. Up here you've got your navigation, like inbox, and all the things you normally would have. In here is your search panel. So at the moment, I've just got basically my inbox in here. I could actually search for waves from posted by myself, or waves that have anything to do with Google Wave in it, or anything that has been posted maybe with a photo in it. I can actually search in here. And then over on this side is the one that I've selected. And I've selected here, Google Wave presentation, and it's coming up over here. Simple. So if I close this one now, I can actually look at this one nice and big. And you can see I've just got some pictures just dropped straight in here. Now I'm going to see if I can do this again. Hopefully, it just didn't work a second ago. Just to show you how easy it is to do this. So if I just take a photo, the camera, over this side. How can you see this in a presentation where the presenter takes photos of the people? Okay, hopefully that's stored to my card. This may not work, and if it doesn't work, I'll just do something different. Alright, now why is this loading up? So basically Google Wave, one thing that you can do with Google Wave is use it just like an email. Now, the problem with emails is, and this is something that's been identified for years, because emails are about 40 years old. Photos of my dog, sorry. And, okay, well, that photo didn't come up, so I'll put this up instead. Say I want to add a new photo, I can just drag it and drop it. And you'll see this image, there you go, there's a picture of my dog come up. All right, and down there. And I can make it nice and big. There we go. So I have a little beagle. It's got epilepsy, so it's a bit weird. But, you know, that happens, and we look after it. But to go back to Google Wave, so it's as simple as that to drop stuff in, attachments or anything like that. I'm actually going to play this video just to show you also how easy this is. And this will take you through the next bit. Now, some of you may have already seen this video before.
Yeah. It's a part of the communication used by most.
saw me just do that then myself.
It's a normal email.
So this is actually a video which I'm running in an email. I didn't have to go off to YouTube or do anything. I just hit embed video call and stuff. So this is all running within the same window. As they point out, if you actually have all these emails, and I'm sure this has happened to everybody, where you go, okay, we're going to organise something, and you send off 5 emails, and then everybody hits, oh yeah, that's fine, and replies to everybody. And you come back to your email a little while later, and there's 50 emails, and everyone's going, yes, okay, that's fine, and it's still up. Mm-hmm. So this way, you've got, in a Google Wave, you can see I've added 3 people across the top. So any of these 3 people can see anything within here. Anything I've added, so I've added my picture of my puppy now, any of these 3 people can see the picture of the puppy. And if they add anything, they can all just see things as they come up. Nice and simple, nice and easy. Okay, so realistically, yay, it's slightly better email. The difference with this and normal email, though, is I can actually just click in here and go edit and just start editing. Why would we bother? Within this email, or within this Google Wave, all right? So that means that I don't have to then do the whole cutting and pasting. I can edit in the part that I think is important. Again, it's just pretty much the same. Now, I've got the same thing on my computer over here. Okay, I'm logged in as one of the other users, and I can actually go to the same wave. If I go down to the same spot, okay, and what I'm editing here is live. It's character by character. So I can actually type theoretically. Can I get just the type? Anything? Maybe a sentence. Okay, so you're both typing simultaneously. And if I really wanted to, oops. So, and this may be an issue, because now I can actually edit exactly what Luke's writing while he's writing. I don't even have to wait for him to finish the sentence. I can be writing within his sentence. Okay, so it's really powerful, but also really scary from our point of view. We're all used to the bits where, no, I sent that email, that's my email, you guys can't touch that. Yeah. Or you're writing in one sentence, and you go back and say, lucky Luke, I didn't write that. Or, I think Mr. Johnson, and I say this to my kids, I think Jared Johnson is really, really crap teacher, and I go and edit it, the best teacher in the world, you know. So, that, and this I think will be a different shift in how we actually do stuff, alright, because you're not having to wait. Yep.
Can you tell who's made which?
You can. You would see on here, if I actually hit, so if I actually finish this off, so I've now closed it, I'm not editing anymore, and I go over here and actually want to add some more changes. Okay. Just leave that there. And this should actually, oops, I don't know what's going on there. This should actually come up simultaneously. There you go. So it's come up with changes there. Normally it would be highlighted. I don't know why it's doing it. I might have logged in as the same person twice. Now, I actually tried this out with my class. I had one account. So I had 30 students logged onto the computer and logged in all as me. And it was exactly the same point that you're pointing out. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who was writing anything because it said me, 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 me to everything. And I actually started it, and I'll bring it up for you, Sean. Is here, Mr. Johnson can improve his teaching. So, just throwing it out there, already putting yourself in a really bad spot anyway. Alright, and it took them almost 10 seconds to work out, hang on a second, he has no idea who I am. Okay, and I actually let them do this for about 5 minutes. And in 5 minutes, there was something like 350 posts in 5 minutes. So, it just, the whole thing's like, phew. The other thing is, if you see, you can watch something happen, and you go, I see what you're writing. Well, it doesn't work on this, because it's coming up simultaneously on every single screen. Mm-hmm. So there's no way you can know who is typing on each computer. So from a teaching point of view, it's kind of a bit scary, but you wouldn't get all the classes logged in with one account. They would all have their own accounts. It has their names written next to them. So that's a bit of a saviour there. I actually went and it was actually quite good though, because I actually got the students to say, what do I need to do to improve my teaching? And they all started adding stuff, and they started commenting about each other's comments and replying and so on. So it took, like I said, 5 minutes for them to get a whole class overview of what I need to do to be a better teacher. And I did another one as well, which was why are my classes fun? And that was not as long, but it's the same thing. Okay, so going back to here. So we've talked about live, character by character stuff. I've shown you about adding in photos, videos. All right. Now, and as I said, now you can see down here. Oops, where are we? And get to stay still. Stay still. Don't play that.
Yeah, it's a public meeting.
All right, come here. Okay, there we go. Now, so as we said, one of the good things is it promotes collaboration. I mean, you would watch LAMP all through today, watch some other techniques that people are doing, but you actually can collaborate in such a huge way because you don't have to wait at all. I mean, I'm sure most of you would use either Facebook or MSN or instant messaging, where you type and it says, Jared is typing, and you sit there and go, okay, and you wait. Anyway, and eventually it goes, boom, and it gives you that next blip, that next conversation. And then you start responding, and before you've even finished, they've sent the next question. Yeah. So you've got a couple of different conversations. Yeah. And kids are all, especially these days, they'll have 5 conversations going in that window, and then 3 other friends, and I don't know how they keep up, but they do. So here you can actually see exactly as they're typing, and you don't even need to wait for them to finish. As they're typing out their full sentence, you can already be responding. Just the next thing I'd point out is there was a competition, a world competition, so to come up with some ideas of how you could use Google Wave in education. This was run by John Sowash in Michigan, and they took the top 9 ideas and posted them and said, these are the ones we think are good. Mine was one of them. I was quite happy with that. I'm a math science teacher, but I came up with an English thing. Imagine running a script. So you have your whole class on there, and you might have, you guys are going to write the introduction, and then you guys are going to write the complication, and then you guys are going to write the solving the problem. All right, so beforehand as a class, you might say, okay, we're going to do about how the IT guys can't get anything done. And I introduce Luke and myself as the characters. The complication is the stuff doesn't work, because we already had that over lunch. And then the last group will have to solve the problem. Now, in a normal script, it's almost exactly like the old days. When one person writes a line and you pass a piece of paper, and someone else writes it and you pass a piece of paper. But in this case, the people who are introducing the characters, they can start discussing the characters. And then these people are discussing the complication, and these people are discussing how to get over, like they're solving the problem. But these guys can't work out the complication if they don't know who the characters are. So they have to keep referring back to any changes these guys are making. And these guys can't solve the problem if they don't know what the complication and the characters are. And say they say Superman flies in and fixes it. Well, hang on, where did that come from? People at the front have to actually make sure they're tied all in. So it's a live script that's dynamic. And so you can have all these complicated things going on and loops and twirls that you're writing in the script anyway. All right, so that it's kind of a really strange concept of everyone to be writing on the same thing. But I can point out this one to you. I'm sure that everybody here has had to write a business plan or strategic plan or any curriculum thing, anything at all, where you've had 3 of you working on it. And you've got one poor person sitting here typing away, and you've got one person talking in their ears saying, oh, you've got to add that, and one person here saying, oh, you need to add this, and this poor person's going, you know what, I'll finish it and I'll give it to you. All right? So either this person's going to write the whole thing with help, or you one person writes the first bit, the next person writes the next bit, the last person writes the last bit and edits it. Well, instead of it taking 3 steps, you can be doing it all at once. You know, you get so much more done. Imagine if, for me as a teacher, I might say, okay, I want to do the new curriculum for maths, and I know I have to do a test, I have to do an assignment, and I have to do a directive investigation. So while I'm up here discussing what's going to be in the test, the next person's discussing what's going to be in the assignment, the last person's doing directive investigation simultaneously. And you go, oh, hang on, they've already covered algebra. I want to make sure I add that into the test. All right, so again, live talking. What I'm going to show you now, this I filmed last night. Cool. Okay, that's fine. So I'm not going to show the whole thing, but I actually had one of my students was on Google Wave. She got an account last night, and so she actually went on there. And because she added me, it immediately came up in my inbox. Hang on, there's another Wave here that I have that's active now. Someone's adjusted. And we are at our school, it's an international baccalaureate school, and all the year 9s have to do a personal project, which is a massive, great big project over a whole year. And I'm her supervisor, so we have to have meetings. Now I'm here in Sydney, and she's back in Adelaide. And what we did was, I said, okay, well, let's have a go at this on Google Wave. Load up the introduction. And so she loads up her introduction, and then I can come on here. It's blurry, so that way you guys can't read it, because it'll have all personal stuff in there. But I can then read her introduction, the first paragraph, and I can start editing it. I can start going, I can either edit over the top or I can make comments. And then I don't have to wait for her to say, yes, I agree. I can then go further down and I can start editing the next paragraph. And I can keep moving through the paragraph. Meanwhile, she can be reading my comments from the first one and writing in what she thinks. She might say, oh, no, actually what I meant was this. And then as she's writing it, it will then pop up, hang on, she's written something else, and I can go and check what she's done. So we can have a online meeting using, in this case, we're typing, and without having to be face-to-face. And it's all recorded. One of the other things that I'll point out, I mean, you go, okay, well, that's fine. At the end of it, you've got this email, in a sense, with lots of comments and stuff inside it. Big deal. Well, the other thing you've got in here is playback. Did I already say that? I don't think I did. Okay, I'm on computer. I know. Okay, so in playback, it allows you to go right back to the start and say, what was the first thing that was said? And then you can actually skip through step by step and see what everybody's added step by step. So in this case, for my presentation, I said, okay, well, this is going to be a Google Wave presentation. And then after that, I've gone, okay, I need to add in some photos. So there's my photos that I added, and it's highlighted in yellow. And someone else wrote something in next, it would highlight what they've done, and it would have their name next to them of who's done what. So you can actually, if you can imagine as a teacher now, imagine that the student, you might have one student, that's another example, one student writes an essay. And they're the only person in this Wave, so they're the only person that can edit it, but they add you as well. So as they're typing it, you can actually then go in playback and see all the steps that they've done, so you see the essay in action. You don't just get that final thing handed up. All right? So you go, oh, that was weird, they did the introduction and the conclusion and filled out the middle. Or, no, they've gone and done the whole thing and then printed it off. Or, wow, all of a sudden it just went boom. Cut and paste. Alright? And so with the essay, or equally you might do Kodak Science, a science crack report. So imagine I've got all 30 students are all logged onto a computer and each of them are writing up their crack report and I am added onto their thing, onto their way. So I can actually go onto the first student and look and go, well, you've got your introduction or whatever. You've got your method, you've got your results and you're writing your discussion. You don't have any hypothesis. So I can go in and comment, you need to add a hypothesis. Then click on the next student and go, all looks good, yep. Or, no, these measurements are wrong. And I can actually move around all the entire class, well, if I'm lazy without getting out of my chair, or if I'm not in the same room, I can be looking at in homework, or I can look at it any time I want. You don't have to go, bring your stuff over here. Okay. right? And because that, first of all, it's going to disrupt their writing. Plus, you've got to get them to come over. Plus, it's, if it's homework, I've left it at home. Whereas I can actually log on any time and go, yep, it's looking good. All right. Now, last thing I wanted to show you. Getting clever at this now. Okay. So I said about script writing. You could do and proposals. You could do a newspaper like this. All right. So in, for example, today, because I'm using Google Wave, I thought, well, I'm at a LAMS conference. Rather than writing in Word, I'll write in Google Wave. Come on. There we go. Okay. So this is all the notes from today of all the things I've been at. Now, if I wanted to, I mean, I've added my other computer, but I could add anyone else. So if you're sitting in that room and I've actually added you in, then all of a sudden you've got all those notes as well. And you know what? We can both be writing. So I might, or maybe I didn't go to the other lectures. I mean, at the moment, I can't be at the other lectures. So maybe other people are writing down notes for that and posting them in. But here, all I've done is, as people have been doing their stuff, I've just gone and grabbed their stuff. So this is Philippa. And I've actually gone, because I'm already on the computer and I'm there, I've just gone and grabbed her profile and just dropped it in. And I've grabbed the picture. If I go up, I grabbed the photo that I took, the picture from whatever her business that she was doing, any other paperwork or any other things that I could find, and it's all saved into one spot. Same thing for the other people who I went to. This is their PowerPoint from the LAMS 09 conference earlier on the year. And that's all the Philippa's stuff right there. So I can actually reflect on it. So while she's talking, I can be going, yep, 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 oh yeah, that's what you said in that conference back there that I never even went to. And this is the paper that you just wrote a couple of months ago, which I've now got access to. So it's a way of actually compiling all that information really, really fast. I think that was just about it. I'm mindful of time. Is there any questions? Yes.
Can we
wait for you? Of course.
What's your
The one that I always use is Johnson Labs with a Z. And it's johnsonlabs@gmail.com. So if I go into here and go add a new contract, what was your Okay, and that comes up. It's got your photo there, and I go on here. There you go. Now you've got everything. That's as easy as it is to add everyone.
I've heard of something called Google Wave Gadgets.
Yes.
Is it something you can just drop straight into a Wave?
Yes. Google Wave Gadgets are down here. So say I've got this one. This is Bloggy. You might have heard of that one. So that means that that basically knows the settings that I've got for my blog. It means now that anything I write down will be posted straight to my blog. And anything that anyone responds to my blog comes back into the Wave. All right. You've also got Tweety does the same thing. And the other one that I've the other one that's really common is Rosie. Now Rosie is the translation tool. Now I speak English, barely, but I speak English. I don't really speak any other languages. I understand some things. But say I want to have a talk with somebody from, hang on, I mean anybody here who's from, no, I have no idea. I met a Spanish guy this morning, a guy from Spain, I can't remember his name. Say he speaks Spanish, way better than he speaks English, I don't know. But he can have his settings in Spanish. I can be saying, hi, how are you going? And on his, it's coming up, hola, como estas.
Oh,
all right, so it's actually live translation. And then as he says, I'm good, and back to mine, it's, or he would say, muy bien, and on mine it would say, I'm good. Now, that's kind of good for one-to-one, but imagine all of you speaking a different language. None of us need translators. I'm just writing, welcome to this LAMS conference, and it's every single different language.
I'm just waiting for that to come out on the Android phone so you can just have a conversation.
conversation. Exactly. Yes, and it'd be converted straight to speech. So things like that are really, really powerful. I find that this is really, it's really quick. It works really fast. Character by character is amazing. And as far as students are used to it, I let them have a play, and the first night was absolute nightmare and chaotic, and we learnt there's no undo. So when someone goes, just keeps clicking on everyone's way and going, oh, delete, yeah, delete. There's no undo. You've lost it. But if you go to playback, you can actually then read what it said just for it, copy it, and paste it back in.
What about the speech to text integrated into Wave?
They have done stuff like that. See if I've got it down here. There was a couple of them.
It's the best speech to text engine that I've seen.
Yes. I haven't had it running. I haven't tried it yet. But the other thing I've seen is there's one, I think it's called Ribbit, which is allows you to do conference calls. And there's another one that they've got, which is a video one. So basically, I can start a webcam here. Right, my little video comes up, and I drag it and drop it in a wave. Right, then someone else starts theirs, drag it and drop it in a wave. Now we've both got both our videos. Now imagine if you've got 10 people, like what we had in Paul's talk just before. You've got 10 people with all your little videos. And you go, there I go. So you can see, and it's like Skype, but conference Skype. So, I don't know. They've just started it, and they're only just starting to release it. So I think by next year, you'll be amazed what you're going to do. Any other questions?
I noticed that when you did the playback, you could see what you deleted was working.
Yes.
So if you've got somebody going back to a more pedestrian, like who's writing an essay,
you
can see the construction phase of that.
Exactly. Yeah, so because you've got that playback, you're seeing it in action, not just the final product. And I think most of us, when we're marking things, you just get the final. I mean, you might get a draft, but it's the final.
I don't know what that
is. Yeah, and you don't know where they're coming from. This way, you can actually do it, very, very carefully.